What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find A Way Daily. Today's topic is rest, for God's sakes. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find A Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
I know that if you're listening to this podcast right now, you are a high achiever. You're a high performer. You're a go-getter. You're trying to get to the next level. You're pushing. You're grinding. You're hustling. And you're doing all that. I also know that you probably, if that's the case, you probably have a tendency to burn yourself out. Or in other words, like I use the analogy, you run yourself into a buzzsaw. And performance, we know, happens when you do that. Performance drops drastically. So I just want to make this podcast here for you because it's something that I'm going through. And, you know, I'm a high achiever like you, and I'm always pushing and grinding and doing my thing and hustling. And I tend to run myself into a buzzsaw. I go so hard for so long that I literally start to, the results and my effectiveness start to diminish as I keep going, right? And so there's a couple of areas I want to touch on that just kind of turn a light on in your life and your business and kind of see like, hey, am I doing this too? Because, you know, there's this whole idea out there that you got to hustle, you got to grind, get 4 hours of sleep. You know, don't eat anything and just keep going really hard. And I got to tell you, for most of us, there are some, you know, phenoms out there that can go off 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours of sleep and eat very little. And they get a little cup of coffee and boom, they're good to go. And they can grind day in, day out, day in, day out. But for most of us listening to this podcast right now, we are not that way. And that's okay. It doesn't mean you can't make, you can't have more impact and increased income and all the results that you want in a better life. It doesn't mean that. But what you got to understand is, I don't know where you are. I don't know specifically your genetics. I don't know how much sleep you need per night. But let me tell you what I went through. I, for the past 2 weeks, have been hustling, burning the midnight oil, waking up at 5, going after it. And in the beginning, it was like, dang. This is really productive. This feels amazing. I'm getting stuff done. And a couple of weeks goes by and, you know, some life started lifing along. It's just started happening where we had a death in the family and that kind of, there was a lot of drama and stuff in that and a lot of sadness. And then there was a lot of things going on in the business and I was traveling and I was speaking. And I mean, it was just go, 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 go. And I started to realize like my mindset, I started getting a little bit snappy. I started, starting having more negative thoughts. Like, we all have negative thoughts, but, you know, I usually can keep them at bay and stay influential and stay positive. And it was getting harder day by day by day. And then I just found myself by noon every day just like, exhausted. And I asked myself, like, what is going on here? And it occurred to me, I'm just going too hard for too long. I am not an advocate of the, I'm going to run the marathon like it's a sprint. And I'm just going to sprint the entire time. I think that's unrealistic. And I think it's demanding too much of yourself. Consider that you're not burnt out. You're just tired. You just need a break. I'm a fan of the sprint, rest, sprint. I think that's how growth happens. That's how I've experienced growth happening. That's how I see my coaching clients growing. That's how some of the top multi-million dollar producers are operating. They strategically, so there's a couple things that, you know, a couple topics I want to bring up. Number one is they strategically, and I'm starting to do this now too, is you strategically plan your vacation and off times. I recommend 4 vacations a year, 1 or 2 days off a week, and then making sure you have an hour in the morning, hour in the evening where you just decompress, or in the morning where you're just to yourself. Having planned rests. And then also having time when you can step on the metal and go. Because here's the thing. You're much more productive when you're intense, when you're focused, when you're operating at level 10. When you're at that place, you get more done in less time. You're sharper on your feet. You're better at your selling. You're better at your marketing. You're more efficient and more productive, and you don't get lost in email. And you don't think to yourself, like, God, what was I going to do? And 5 o'clock doesn't show up where you're like, wait a minute, I didn't get anything done today. That doesn't happen when you have clarity, when you have purpose, when you have intention, when you are well rested. So you plan out your vacations, you plan out your time off, and you keep your schedule to those things just like you would have a meeting with somebody else. That is, in baseball, we used to call it active recovery, right? We wouldn't work out every single day. We would have level 10 days where it'd be like high intensity, really, you know, working cardio really hard, or working sprints really hard, or lifting heavy weight and doing forced reps. But that's not every day. You do that every day and you are going to kill your body. You have a negative rate of return. All of a sudden, I don't get stronger. I don't get faster. I get slower. I get weaker if I keep doing that. What we did is we had active recovery days where we would push really hard on Mondays and Thursdays, and Tuesdays and Wednesdays would be more active recovery, rolling out, stretching, going for a long, slow distance cardio, something where we keep the body moving and we are doing stuff, but it's active, it's purposeful recovery. If I look in your calendar right now, do I see times of active recovery? Or are you just like, I gotta go 1,000% all the time? Because that will drain you. The other one, and the thing that really inspired me to do this podcast, was, for God's sakes, rest. Sleep. I am a guy who usually gets anywhere from 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. And I'm pretty productive. I wake up usually in between 5 and 7-ish, probably most of the time around 6. And, you know, sometimes I get flack for that. People are like, you should be waking up at 3:30 in the morning. And I'm like, show me the data. Show me the data that proves that waking up at 3:30 will get me better results. I just don't see it. But what I do see data on, a lot of data, and I mean like credible sources, right? About when you get 6 hours of sleep a night, for most people, when you get 6 hours of sleep a night, it's equivalent to you being intoxicated. They've actually done these studies. You getting 6 hours of sleep, getting less than 8 hours of sleep a night, is like you being intoxicated, you going through your day drunk. Very hard to stay focused when you're drunk. Very hard to be effective when you're drunk, right? That's tough. And so what I just want to give you permission in this chaotic hustle world that we live in. I want to give you permission to rest. For God's sakes, get some sleep. Last night I was like, you know what? I've been through a lot. We had the death of the family. I've been traveling like crazy. I've been working really hard. I got to go right back on the road next week, right? I'm making this on this podcast being done on a Friday. I got to go right back out Tuesday next week and do another event. And that's going to be, there's going to be a lot of, you know, exertion, a lot of energy and output in that. And I thought, you know what? I am going to sleep in Friday and see what happens. I'm just going to rest, no alarm clock, no agenda. I'm moving all appointments to later, till about 10 o'clock. And I'm just going to have a slow morning and sleep as long as my body feels like sleeping. And I slept, and I'm going to admit, some of you are going to be like shocked. I slept 9.5 hours. And some people will be like, well, don't you feel guilty that you're not productive? No, I feel amazing. I feel friggin' amazing. I feel on top of my game again. I feel like my attitude is back. My body feels good. I'm ready to take on the world again. So, like, I'm still having a half day. I'm gonna go to lunch here really quick, which is, I'm doing this podcast for you on the way to my lunch. I'm gonna do this lunch. I'm gonna have a nice little relaxing lunch. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna do a couple of hours of intense, focused work, and I'm gonna take the rest of the weekend off. And I'm gonna let my body fully recover, because I wanna feel like this every day, and I bet you do too. You want those days where you feel on fire, you feel amazing. You gotta recharge. You gotta rejuvenate, and you have to allow yourself the permission to do that. Okay, so ask yourself this, like, am I going too hard? And it's an awareness thing. That's why I think you should be setting up ahead of time, right? Sundays, day off, not doing anything. 2 days a month, a weekend a month, I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna rest. You are your biggest asset in your business. You are your biggest asset in your life. If that isn't on fire, nothing works. So I want to invite you to take care of it and rest, okay? So where in your life do you think that you could improve? Is it your business? Is it your relationship? You know, if you see yourself being snappy like I was starting to get snappy with people. If you start seeing like that, that's not you, just so you know. You being snappy, that's not you. That comes from irritation. Irritation usually comes from not having enough sleep, not having eating the right foods, not giving yourself a break. And so I want to invite you now, don't get lazy on me. Don't be like, okay, I'm taking off 2 weeks in a row, not doing anything. And that might be the case if you go really hard, but you know what I mean. You can use discernment. You know when to go hard. You know when to sprint, and you know when to rest. That's all growth is, okay? It's sprinting. It's actually, you know, having intense effort plus recovery equals growth. Look at it in fitness. Look at it in business. Look at it in any way you want. Intense focus and effort plus rest equals growth. Hope you got a lot out of this. If you know somebody else that could use this message and needs to be resting, for God's sakes, send it to them. Until next time, go out there every single day of your life and go find a way to win. Talk to you next time.